So the future in our way of thinking, you know, is what we called hybrid reconstruction. And these brands came from, you know, the modern car that they use engine, gas line, and, you know, electric, you know, engine. And so we think that cell transplantation from a part of the body, you know, and using a well-known approach with breast implant can give you more stable result, both in radio-treated and non-radio-treated patient, improve the outcome in radio-treated patient, medium size plus fat and body recontouring at the same time, and better feeling a perception by the patient why you can increase the thickness of soft tissue above the implant, and the implant, then the patient have a better perception, a soft breast, a warm breast, instead of the stuffed one and sometimes, you know, cool one. And so that's the reason why I think the combination of these two surgical procedure, two stages, you know, radiotherapy when needed, and the fat grafting can allow us to use more and more, you know, implant-based breast reconstruction, try to avoid in any case, you know, the problem related to autologous tissue. Autologous tissue is not only a problem related to failure, but more scar if I use a muscle, you know, in a muscle could kind of flat, means that I change a little bit the biomechanical aspect of my patient. And to take home, there are no studies showing an influence on cancer cell growth or activation, but we need more and more data on it to be sure. Don't use fat grafting if you do it in a few cases. You need a really high learning curve to obtain result and to follow your patient from oncological point of view. Breast detection is the main important thing. A close collaboration with the radiologist is mandatory. The Coleman approach is widespread use and well known until now. Not every patient has the same fat intake, so, you know, this is really important. If you have a good result, it doesn't mean that every patient can have the same result. Take care to the donor site is another important area. We cannot disfigure our patient in one side to repeat another one. Some complications like a capsule contraction are not solved within all patients. You can increase the thickness, seem to be better, but the capsule is still inside. Until now, there is no a shared way about harvesting, processing, and delivering the fat. So we need more and more study to be sure that we are doing the best for our patient. Thank you so much for your attention.